details on a settlement in a poultry pollution lawsuit. An investigation into vandalism involving hateful graffiti at the state capitol. And NOAA programs get some good budget news. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The state of Oklahoma has reached a settlement with a poultry company involved in its decades-long pollution lawsuit. Anna Pope reports litigation is still ongoing with the other nine companies.
Poultry company George's has reached a settlement with the state of Oklahoma in its lawsuit over pollution in the Illinois River from bird waste being used as fertilizer. This comes just weeks after a federal judge issued a cleanup plan telling the poultry companies in the suit to maintain a fund for cleanup costs in the Illinois River watershed for the next 30 years. In a settlement filed Wednesday, George's agreed to pay $5 million to the state for remediation projects and attorney's fees. The company has committed to reduce bird waste in the watershed over 7 years and help pay for a special master to oversee the cleanup effort. According to the agreement, George's won't shuffle poultry waste from the Illinois River watershed to another at-risk watershed. Other companies in the suit are still fighting the decision in court. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
A death row inmate who shot and killed two men in 2006 has been denied a recommendation of clemency. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
On Wednesday morning, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 against recommending clemency for Kendrick Simpson, who shot and killed Glenn Palmer and Anthony Jones in a 2006 drive-by shooting in Oklahoma City. Simpson's legal team asked the board to consider his past traumatic experiences and PTSD diagnosis and recommend his sentence be commuted to life without parole. While representatives from the Attorney General's office argued Simpson's actions were worthy of the death penalty. Family members of the victims and London Johnson, who survived the shooting, were present at the hearing and asked the board to not recommend clemency. Simpson also spoke to the board on a video call from the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. His execution is scheduled for February 12th. I'm Hannah France.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol plans to enhance security at the state capitol after vandals sprayed graffiti in multiple areas early Tuesday. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports OHP officials say the writing was hateful toward federal immigration authorities and vague threats against politicians.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol spokesperson Lieutenant Mark Southall says those are the details about the graffiti the agency is willing to share to avoid spreading the rhetoric it depicted.
Just about any surface that was vertical had some type of graffiti painted onto it. And this graffiti was a lot of just vulgar and hateful and violent rhetoric.
Southall says the investigation is ongoing. It's still not clear if one person is responsible or multiple, he says. And while it's still too early, he says the culprits could face misdemeanor or felony destruction of property charges, depending on whether the damage costs more than $1,000 and whether they have a prior criminal history. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Congress's latest funding package supports the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports lawmakers apparently defied a Trump administration request for significant budget cuts to the agency.
Trump's budget wishes included the elimination of NOAA's research arm. Norman-based entities like the National Severe Storms Laboratory and OU's Cooperative Institute for Severe and High Impact Weather Research and Operations are under that line office. The Southern Climate Impacts Planning Program, which conducts research and works on hazard mitigation plans, would have also lost its funding. The latest group of bills passed by the House last week and in a procedural Senate vote Monday fund all of those programs. Still, the package has a ways to go before getting approved. The Senate is expected to vote again later this week. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.